Hey, everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 55. Let's get to another new film. I'm just trying to cover a lot of ground because we've missed a lot of new films recently. Let's get to Argylle, which is now on, maybe still in theaters, I don't know, but it is on digital demand for purchase and rent. It's directed by Matthew Vaughn. Stars Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell, Bryan Cranston, Daniel Singh, Dua Lipa, Ariana DeBose, Richard E. Grant, John Cena, and a few others. And the synopsis is a reclusive author who writes espionage novels about a secret agent and a global spy syndicate realizes that the plot of the new book she's writing starts to mirror real-world events in real time. So I am not a huge Matthew Vaughn fan. I think he is an auteur. Doesn't always mean he hits home runs, but I think I will always still watch his movies just to see, because he does have a unique style, for better and for worse at times. And so while I wasn't dying to see this movie, I was like, all right, cool. It's sort of a somewhat original spy movie, maybe a franchise. I don't know. I was like, cool, good cast. I'm in. And I did, at least on Letterboxd, I heard it was like horrible. It was trashed across the board. Like, I was a little worried going into it and didn't really know what to expect because I didn't know anything about the story other than it was a spy action movie comedy. And maybe it's a hot take, but I didn't hate it. I thought it was passable. I was entertained for most of the movie. I think it is, for better and for worse, again, there are some things that are so weird and out there and ambitious that it was in some ways memorable and enjoyable because of that. But at the same time, it's one of those spy movies that have too many twists to them. Like, I'm all up for good twists, keep you on your toes, but you have to walk that fine line of, all right, when are there too many twists to where the story's becoming convoluted, confusing, too overly complicated, and whatever else. And this, sadly, is a great example of someone going too far, whether it's writing or directing, with the amount of twists in the plot. Because I actually enjoyed the first half or so, where Bryce Dallas Howard is just following Sam Rockwell's character on this wild ride. She's like, hey, I'm not an action star. I'm not a spy. Like, and she's having to watch him basically beat up all these different henchmen and all that and go on this wild journey. So I was enjoying that and I thought it was interesting. But I think that once the big twists are revealed, it becomes way too convoluted. And it felt like every 5 minutes there was a new twist to where I was losing track of, all right, what's people's motivation? Who knows who from way back when? What are they trying to achieve? Like, it really messed with my head. I was like, all right, I'm completely lost at times. But also what's frustrating is there are two action sequences, one with colored smoke and then one on ice skates, that are amazing. And I've never really seen anything like it. Like, call it goofy, call it over the top, but the whole movie's over the top. So I didn't see it that way, but those sequences are awesome, but they're right back to back and they're towards the very end of the movie. I'm like, why didn't we have more sequences like this with the Matthew Vaughn flair earlier on? Because for the most part, the first hour and a half or so, it's mostly generic fist fights and shootouts. There's not a whole lot that's interesting action-wise until those sequences. But when those happen, I was like, oh my God, these are amazing. I love them. They're so ridiculous, but they're so fun. And that's where the Matthew Vaughn-isms came out. And I was sad that it was like the end of the movie. But putting all that aside, good cast. I really like Bryce Dallas Howard and her sort of place in the story in terms of her being completely inexperienced and then learning things and all the twists and turns that come with that. I think she was a very interesting star and character to have lead this movie. I thought that Henry Cavill had a much bigger part considering he's basically the front of all the posters. He's all right. His hair is a little ridiculous, but I think they make fun of that. He's not in a whole lot. I don't think that's a twist or a spoiler. And Sam Rockwell, love him always. Dua Lipa is just in there randomly, like almost no time at all. Ariana DeBose, really like her and everything. I love her in West Side Story. good score, good soundtrack. It looks pretty good. I think some of the effects are a little iffy, but I think with all of Matthew Vaughn films, maybe I'm in the minority here. I feel like all of his effects look a little goofy, even when there's a big budget. Maybe that's intentional. Maybe, I don't know, but I tend to find all of his effects look the same. So like in Kingsman and some other things, I don't really see a huge difference. Maybe I'm nuts, but I think the ending sequence on the ship, the final few fights and all that, I really enjoyed that part. And so the last 20 minutes, I was really engaged. But nevertheless, even in those sequences, there was twist after twist after twist after twist to where I was like getting mad. I was like, all right, I don't need this many twists to think of it as clever or charming or stay engaged. So I think it does go way too far, but it sometimes it nails that and other times it doesn't. So I appreciate the ambitious nature of it and it trying to do something different, but sadly it does not hit enough points to make this movie amazing. Maybe it'll grow on me over time. Maybe on rewatches, I'll piece more things together and it'll go up. I don't really understand the extreme hate. Like of all the things that come out now, I didn't think it was that bad. I really don't. It was entertaining. It was very stylish and had a good tone and all that. So I don't really get that. Maybe people just wanted to trash it. But if they wanted to do another one, I'd be up for it. Even if it's not amazing, I'd watch another one because it was somewhat refreshing compared to not just seeing another Mission Impossible, another James Bond, another Bourne or whatever. Like, hey, start a new franchise, see what happens, you know, even if the first one is a bit middle of the road. But it was still enjoyable. It was too long, though. Too long, much too long, but a solid movie. So that one is a heavy 3 out of 5.